You're listening to Rewire Your Work. I'm your host, Heather Love, and I'm a subconscious mindset coach, a spiritual and integrative life coach, and a certified hypnotist who is obsessed with learning about how the brain works, why we do what we do, how to rewire the subconscious mind, and creating new and fun ways to regulate the nervous system. You're in the right place if you're ready to change your perception of worthiness, find your self-confidence, overcome your fears, step into your truth, and fall madly in love with your life. Welcome to this magical adventure where I'll help you learn the tools you need to rewire your neural pathways and step into your power with radiance and courage. So grab your headphones, get comfy, and let's get started. Hi, friends. Welcome back to another episode of Rewire Your Worth. I have had something on my mind for a while now, and I wanted to talk about it with you because it's really put me in a weird place in my life. And that thing is unsolicited advice. Now, I've been a coach going on for about 2.5 years, and people pay me money for me to give them my opinion and tell them what I think they should do. So it's not unsolicited in any way. They come to me, they give me money, and I tell them what I think, and I give them tools so that they know how to help themselves. But I think it's because of this dynamic that I have become hyper aware of how often people insert their thoughts and opinions when they aren't asked, which has then given me pause in my own business. Because honestly, I believe with my whole heart that people are more capable than they give themselves credit for. And even when they are asking for advice, the truth of the matter is that they already know what's true for them. And they either aren't taking the time to listen to their inner wisdom, or they're just looking for validation or acceptance or permission from the outside world. So I guess that's part of it, the solicited advice. But when I really believe deep down that nobody else knows how to live our own lives better than we do, it almost feels like I'm pushing my own narrative a bit because I'm not you. And to clarify, I think there's a difference between asking something like, hey, I know you've been through something similar before or have helped others in this situation, so I was wondering if you could tell me what that was like or what I might expect, versus I'm just a plastic bag floating in the wind and will do whatever you tell me is best. Side note, best Katy Perry lyrics ever, if you ask me. But one of those ways is an empowering way to handle your life, and one is not. And while I know that if you're here listening to this podcast, you're here on your own accord and therefore are wanting to hear what I have to say, but at the same time, it has started to feel a little icky for me, to be honest, because I never want to come across as being preachy or like I know better than you do. I just want to share how I experience the world and what my perspectives are. But when I go back to some of my past episodes, I realize that how I expressed myself then is not how I'm approaching life these days. So all of that to say that it's just feeling kind of out of alignment, I guess. And I've been reevaluating literally everything to do with my business. My biggest joy lately has been creating art and selling it to people who find value in what I've created. It feels like home to my soul, and it's such a different vibe than the one I have when trying to sell how I think you should do things. None of this is to say that I don't love being a coach, because helping people is something that I have always wanted to do for as long as I can remember. There is just something that feels a little disconnected lately that I can't totally put my finger on. So, thinking about the work I do and the things that people come to me for, and how people aren't confident about being the experts in their own lives, has made me really start looking at opinions and advice as a whole. And I just want to be really clear that there is nothing wrong with opinions. We all have them. And if we don't, then we're just robots with no original thoughts or feelings. And that's not good either. But where opinions become an issue is when you share them without being asked. And I can't remember if I've said this on the podcast or not. I know I've had conversations about it, but you asking if you can share your opinion with someone is only putting that person with the story or the problem or whatever it is that they're sharing in a very awkward position. For me personally, I have often been sharing something, and it could just be a story about something I went through, and someone will stop me and ask if I'm open to their thoughts or advice about it, which seems innocent enough, but it puts me in a really terrible place because not only did I not ask you for your advice, now if I decline your invitation, then I'm the asshole. But here's the thing. If I wanted your advice, I would have asked. If I was interested in how you would have handled something, I would have asked. If I was confused on what decision to make and needed help, I would have asked. But I didn't. And by you inserting yourself as knowing better than me, you've decided that you know how to live my life better than I do. And while this is a huge problem in real life, it's also an epidemic on social media. The amount of people that feel entitled to share their opinion just because someone shares something on social media is just gross, if I'm being honest. And I'm going to call myself out here, and let me just say that I have given my fair share of unsolicited thoughts and opinions and advice on social media over the years and in real life, if I'm being honest. But I am definitely not the same person I was back then, and I feel like the pendulum has swung the complete opposite way, which is why I think I've been struggling, like I already mentioned, about even giving advice when people do ask me. But if you scroll through any person you follow on the internet, whether they be someone you know in real life or a celebrity or an influencer, you will see what I'm talking about. You can't go more than a post or two without seeing it if you're looking for it. Someone I follow dyed her hair pink because it made her happy. She didn't ask anyone what they thought about it. She did it for her and she went about her life. And yet, some people felt compelled to tell her that they didn't like her hair. Granted, not everyone. She got compliments too, but either way, did she ask them if they liked it or not? No. Does she care if other people like it or not? No. It's something she did for her because she wanted to. What good are those people bringing to the world by telling her they don't like it? Another example, someone has been experiencing some depression and anxiety lately and said he's working through all of it and he knows he'll come out on the other side. He didn't ask a single question. It was just like a status update. The comment section was flooded with people telling him what medications he should take or what foods he needs to eat or things he should eliminate from his life in order to feel better. Now, I am sure that all of these people felt they were being helpful. But again, what makes them think that they're an expert in someone else's life is beyond me. And I'm just reiterating that he didn't ask, he was just sharing. And this is also a huge issue with celebrities. And some people will say that those people signed up to have their lives scrutinized because they're a public figure. But I would beg to differ and say that they got into acting or singing or whatever it is for them because of the love of the art. They signed up to be an actor on TV or in movies. They didn't sign up to give everyone a free pass to judge them. Is that something that they should be aware of that comes with that type of career? Sure. But that doesn't mean that it's okay. It doesn't mean that people know how to be Taylor Swift better than Taylor Swift does. Like, can everyone just chill on thinking they know everything? As I've been a bit on my own journey at the end of last year and the beginning of this year with feeling like I don't know how much I want to do one-on-one coaching, and I'm really being called to be creative and make things with my hands instead. The amount of people who have offered their opinions on my life has been a little shocking. I do want to say that I think with people in my life, and most likely in many, many examples with others, is that these people are coming from a well-meaning place. They think they are helping. But again, I didn't ask. So if I share my heart about being in an uncertain place, that isn't an open invitation for you to tell me what you would do if you were me. And if I make art that isn't your vibe, that isn't giving you permission to tell me what you would change. The beauty of floating around on this planet is that we all get to figure out what works best for us. This has never been a one-size-fits-all society. And how freaking boring would it be if it were? The things that make me stop with awe and wonder are the things that are unique and different or rare and not necessarily, quote unquote, my taste or the way I would necessarily do things. And that's not to say that things that happen every day aren't reasons to be delighted and joyful, because I see my dog wag her tail 6,000 times a day and it makes me smile every time. But the point is that everyone is capable of living their lives in a way that feels authentic to them. Nobody needs someone else to tell them how to live. What they need is a reminder that you're there for them and you'll support them. And I'm going to be a little controversial here, but if I'm being 100% honest, even if someone asks you for advice, the best thing you can do is to not give it to them. The best thing you can do is ask them questions to get them thinking about things in a way that maybe hasn't occurred to them before so that they can come to their own conclusions about where they go from here. Letting them find their own way is going to help them a lot more in the long run than just giving them the answers that they think they're looking for. So that is what I have for you today, my friends. Maybe this resonated with you today, and maybe it didn't, and that's okay too. I think the main thing that I wanted to get across in this episode is to just take a beat before you start offering up your thoughts and opinions. Notice if you were explicitly asked for advice. And if you were, is it something that might be more effective for you to ask questions instead of telling your thoughts? What would truly be the most supportive thing you could do in that moment? And sit with that for a second before you respond. And if it's not genuinely supportive or you weren't asked directly, then it's okay to keep those thoughts and opinions and advice on the inside. Just because you have a thought doesn't mean you need to share it. Until next time, thank you for listening. I love you so much, and remember that you're worthy of living the life of your dreams.